appreciate the good singing and the good prayer, and that we can be here to study and meditate upon God's Word. During the meeting, we studied about the faith of different characters. We studied some about the mother and father of Moses, but we didn't study a lot about Moses. So tonight, we want to study the lesson of Moses, a type of Christ. How that Moses, in many ways, was like Christ himself, the Son of God. Moses himself said God would raise up a prophet like unto himself. In Acts 3 and verse 22, it says, Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. It shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. And so Moses said that God would raise up a prophet like unto him, and that we are to hear that prophet. And if we fail to hear that prophet, Jesus Christ will be destroyed. We notice how Moses was a type of Christ and the fact that both were preserved in infancy. When they were born, the rulers tried to kill each one of them. We know that all boy babies of the Israelites were to be put to death in Egypt. Moses was to die. In Exodus 2 and verse 2 and 3, And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And verse 4 says, And his sister stood afar off, to wit, what would be done to him. And so the mother had Moses put in this little ark in the water, and his sister Miriam was to watch over him. And it says the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, This is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, and that she may nurse the child for thee? And verse 10 says, And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. He became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, Because I drew him out of the water. And so the mother and father of Moses had great faith. They spared their son Moses. Pharaoh's daughter found him and raised him as her own son. But we noticed also Jesus, when he was a baby, he was saved from death. The king had all the little babies put to death when he heard about Jesus. In Matthew 2 and verse 1 beginning, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, we're come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Verse 16 says, Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. And so here King Herod was fearful. He probably thought maybe that Jesus would rise up and be a king over him. And he had all the babies, 2 years old and under, put to death. Of course, Joseph and Mary, they left that part of the area, and Jesus was safe. We know that both Moses and Christ were wise. Moses was a very wise man. He was intelligent. He was educated. He was raised by Pharaoh's daughter. In Acts 7 and verse 22, Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, was mighty in words and in deeds. And so Moses had great wisdom. We notice also that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he is all wise. He knew what men were thinking before they would speak. In John 2 and verse 24 and 25, Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men, needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. In verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And so both Moses and Jesus were very wise men. Of course, Jesus is all wise. Also, Moses was a type of Christ in the fact that both of them contended with masters of evil. Moses had to contend with Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. In Exodus 7, verse 1, beginning, the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of this land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. In Exodus 7, verse 4, beginning, But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt with great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And so Moses had to contend with Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. Jesus, the Son of God, had to contend with the devil himself. The devil tempted him. In Matthew 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, Then when Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, was tempted of the devil, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, and he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so Jesus had to contend with the devil. The devil tempted him, and Jesus resisted the devil. Yes, he used scripture in resisting the devil. It is written that man shall live not by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Also, we notice that both Moses and Jesus fasted for 40 days. 40 days is a very long time not to eat. From what I've learned, that a person cannot live without water after maybe 4 days. And so it must have been a miracle on the part of God that they were able to not eat or drink for 40 days. We notice that Moses in Exodus 34, verse 28, And he was there and with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And so Moses went up on the mountain with God. And God wrote the Ten Commandments. And it said Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, Jesus also fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. In Matthew 4 and verse 2, And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. Also, we notice that both were sent to deliver. Moses was sent by God to deliver the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. God called Moses to deliver his people. In Exodus 3 and verse 10, Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And so Moses led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. They went on over into the wilderness, and later they went into the promised land. Christ is the deliverer of God's people. He delivers man from sin. In Luke 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Yes, he came to deliver us from sin and Satan and from that place of torment. We notice also that they were both very humble. Moses was a meek and humble man. When God called Moses to lead the children of Israel, he did not feel worthy or that he was capable of doing that because of his humility. In Exodus 3 and verse 11, Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Like, I'm nothing. But God had asked him and tells him to do that. And his brother Aaron was to be his spokesman. Christ also is a very humble man, meek and humble. In Philippians 2 and verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, Jesus was so humble that he washed the disciples' feet. Also, both controlled the sea. They had the power to control the sea. Moses, the Red Sea. Yes, the Red Sea opened up. The children of Israel were able to walk across it on dry land. In Exodus 14 and verse 21, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Yes, Moses, he stuck the rod out. He was able to control the sea. Jesus, on occasions, was able to control the sea. Yes, at times when Jesus walked on the water, when he was asleep in the ship and there was a storm, they were afraid, and he was able to calm the sea. We read in Matthew 8 and verse 26, he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And so both Moses and Christ were able to control the sea. Also they were able to feed the multitudes of people. Moses, through God, fed the Israelites manna from heaven. In Exodus 16, verse 15, and when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. And they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. And so every day they had manna to eat. Later he gave them quails. But they would complain because of what they were eating. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Christ was able to feed the multitudes with a miracle. In Matthew 14 and verse 20, and they did all eat and were filled. They took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And so he fed several thousand here with a few loaf and fish. Both fed the multitudes. Both had radiant faces on one occasion. Moses, when he had gone up into the mountain with God, he received the Ten Commandments. Moses, it says, his face did shine. In Exodus 34 and verse 35, the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, and that the skin of Moses' face shone. Moses put a veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Yes, the power, the glory of God was so great that had this effect upon Moses, that his face was shining, radiant. We know that Jesus, on one occasion, on the mountain, Transfiguration, in Matthew 17 and verse 2, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. Both had radiant faces. Both were discredited by their home folks. Yes, Moses, his own people, did not respect him like they should have, the great leader that he was. They criticized him. In Numbers 12 and verse 1, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And so his brother and sister did not approve of the woman that Moses had married, and they criticized him. Christ, in John 7 and verse 5, says, for neither did his brethren believe in him. Yes, his own brethren discredited him. His own relatives and friends did not appreciate Jesus like they should have. He says his own brethren did not believe in him. A prophet is not without honor save in his own country. And that was the way Jesus was. Also, both worked miracles. God through Moses performed miracles. He would take the rod. He would turn into a serpent, or he turned water into blood. In Exodus 4 and verse 8, it shall come to pass that if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, the water which thou takest out of the water shall become blood upon the dry land. And so Moses was able to perform miracles through the power of God. We know Jesus performed many, many miracles when he was here on earth. In John 3 and verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. John 20, verse 30, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Both of them offered themselves on behalf of others. Yes, the children of Israel had sinned greatly against God. And Moses pleaded for God not to destroy the people. In Exodus 32, verse 32, he says, yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. He asked God to blot his name out of the book that he has written. But God says, those that sin against me, they are the ones that will be blotted out of his book. Christ offered himself for the sins of others. In Hebrews 9 and verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Yes, he offered himself without spot to God, the Lamb of God. Both were baptized. Yes, Moses in a type was baptized when they crossed the Red Sea. There was a wall of water on each side. There was a cloud over the top. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 2, they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Christ himself was baptized. In Matthew 3, verse 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Verse 16, Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Lo, the heavens were opened unto him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Jesus did not have any sins, but he was baptized as an example. We have sins and we're commanded to be baptized to wash away our sins. Both established memorials. The Passover was a very important memorial for the Jews. Those that reject Christ are still celebrating what they call the Passover. In Exodus 12 and verse 14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Yes, this feast of the Passover was the last until the end of the law of Moses. Christ established a memorial, and that is the Lord's Supper. In Luke 22, verse 19, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And so with Moses, it was a Passover. With Jesus, it's the Lord's Supper. Both were prophets. In Deuteronomy 18, verse 18, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." So Moses was a great prophet. Jesus is a prophet of God the Father. In Acts 3, 22, Moses truly said unto the fathers, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he say unto you." Both were prophets. Both were lawgivers. Moses gave the law under the Old Testament. In John 1, 17, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." In James 4 and verse 12 says, "There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgeth another?" And James 1, 25 says, "Whoso looketh to the perfect law of liberty, continueth therein, he being not a forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." There's the law of Moses, there's the law of Christ that we're under today, the perfect law of liberty. Both were judges. Yes, Moses, while he was here on earth, was a judge. He judged his people. In Exodus 18, verse 13, "It came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people. The people stood by Moses from morning unto evening." Yes, he was staying there all day judging his people. His father-in-law advised him to choose others to do some of the judging. Christ, of course, is going to be our judge. In Acts 17, 31, "Because is appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." All of us will stand before Jesus in the judgment and give an account for our life. Both were murmured against. The children of Israel continued to murmur against Moses and complain. In Egypt, they had been beaten, had to work very hard, and they were mistreated. And yet here they were, "Let's go back to Egypt." And they murmured against Moses. In Exodus 16 and verse 7, "And in the morning, then they shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us?" Of course, people murmured against Jesus also. In John 6, 41, "The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven." Both reappeared after death. At the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses appeared. In Matthew 17 and 3, "And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him." And so after he had died, he had appeared many years later. Christ also reappeared after death. He was resurrected. He was seen of many, many, at one time 500. In Acts 1 and 3, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." And so both of them reappeared after death. By faith, Israel was baptized unto Moses. In Hebrews 11 and 29, "By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned." In Exodus 14, 29, "But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall upon them, on their right hand and on their left." In verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 10, "And they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea." And so by faith, the Israelites were baptized unto Moses. By faith, men are baptized into Christ. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And so we're to be baptized into Christ. Acts 8:37. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He made that great confession, the good confession, that Jesus is the Son of God. In verse 38, he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. By faith, men are baptized into Christ. In conclusion, Moses was a type of Christ. As we mentioned, several many ways in which Moses and Christ were alike. We have studied many of the ways that they were alike. Under the law, they were to follow and obey Moses. Christ is so much greater than Moses. Today, we're to follow Christ and obey him. He is the prophet that Moses said would come. And he said, those that will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. And so we see that both Moses and Christ were alike in many different ways. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is our Savior. And he will deliver us from our sins. And it's through him that we have hope of eternal life. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, we encourage you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Become a child of God, that your sins might be forgiven, that you might have that hope of eternal life. You must believe, you must repent, confess Jesus as the Son of God, and be baptized, and the Lord will add you to his church. And be faithful in living the Christian life, and you can go home to heaven. And so if you're subject in any way to the gospel call, why don't you come now while we stand and sing this song?